Well, just what are my eyes showing me? No, no. Keep touching yourself, Alpha. I could smell your rot the second I opened that door. Stinking up the entire place with that amber and mahogany smell. It's like you're trying to attract a mate or something. Would mistake you for a beta or worse. An omega if I didn't know any better. Though you would probably like that, wouldn't you? Already love how it feels to bend over and take a real alpha's cock. Not that sweet little thing you're packing. Rubbing it just like you would a clit. Perfect for sucking on and rolling between my lips. But it's not like it's ever going to make me choke or gag. It barely makes it past the first row of teeth. There's no real point in you even having it. It's not like you even use it during your rut. Scenting the air, catching hints of my own scent curling with yours, you let out a whine. Oh, you sound so pathetic. Just like a bitch in heat. I don't know if I would even be able to call what you're experiencing a rut, considering how pitiful you are. Rocking against your own hands, fucking yourself so desperately. Are you sure you're not an omega? I'm not so sure with how your scent keeps filling up the air. Only a few hours into your rut, and you're already so far gone, mindlessly chasing your own pleasure with that hand of yours. You didn't even try to use a fleshlight, because that's not what you like. If you wanted an omega to bury your cock inside, you would have just hired one of those rut help workers. But that's not for you. You've always had unusual interests. It's why you share a space with an alpha. Why you're so intimately familiar with how a knot feels. You might have presented one way, but you certainly act another. You might have the others in your life fooled, but not me. I know what you really are. You're not some alpha who's in control. No, no, no. You're more like the bitches other alphas get to fuck. It's how you met me in the first place, wasn't it? Pretending to be an omega so that you could trick someone into nodding your hole. You really thought that a stranger like me wouldn't notice that you used fake omega hormones in your already prepped hole. Do you think anyone with self-respect would do something like that? You never did have it. That's why you're fucking your own hand in the midst of your rut. Maybe I should start calling it a heat, considering you're desperate to be knotted, aren't you? Can pretend that you're better than omegas, that you have some semblance of self-control. But deep down, we both know it's just a lie. You're as desperate, if not worse, than someone in heat. Only caring about your own pleasure, your own cock. Your hand grips tighter as you let out a whine. Looking up at me from your spot on the floor. It's almost enough to make you bust on the spot. You're just so close. You've been at this for hours, haven't you? And have you even been able to come once? Poor, pathetic little bitch. It's a good thing a real alpha is here. Now you can be taken care of properly. Stop touching yourself, alpha. You'll get relief in a second. I just need to make sure that you can actually take me. Have you stuck anything inside yourself today? Then get on the bed, face down, ass up. I want you presenting for me. Going to show me that you have what it takes to be a good Omega, and maybe I'll consider bitching you. Oh, look at you. Not even hesitating as you get into presentation. Showing off that tight hole of yours. Fluttering around nothing. Practically begging for me to stick a finger inside. As I get closer, I can smell how hard you are. So fucking turned on. So far gone to your rut. Your cock leaks all over the sheets, making a wet mess underneath you. You're really no better than an Omega. Rut, heat. What's the real difference? You turn into a desperate not slut either way. The only thing that's going to make you come is my knot locking inside you, breeding that hole of yours full. You want to be an Omega so fucking badly. Wish you could get bred up on my knot and everything. Maybe if I fuck you enough times during this rut, the bitching will start to take anyways. It's not like you would be upset with it, right? Considering how you moaned as my finger slid inside, you certainly wouldn't. Moving the finger in and out, getting you used to the sensation. You feel yourself relax for the first time today. Stroking your cock just wasn't doing it for you. You need something more. You need to be filled. You're too much of an anal addict for your own good. Now that you have something inside you, you feel like you can breathe again, don't you? Oh, you love how it feels to have my cock in your ass too fucking much. A real alpha wouldn't even consider sticking something inside them like this. They would know that their pleasure comes from their cock, from the knot that's meant to lock inside a pretty Omega. But you, on the other hand, you seem to think that your pleasure comes from your asshole. You just love to take it like a good bitch, don't you? Oh, moaning out your yes as you can't your hips, trying to take the finger deeper inside. You feel a second finger join in. Not stopping, just continuing to slide along. You don't need a second to adjust. Getting you ready for my cock quick and dirty, just how you need it. Maybe if you were an Omega, I would go slow with you. You know, take my time opening you up, using my tongue, making sure you felt good. But you're an alpha. You can take it. That's why I have a preference for other alphas. I don't have to worry about being delicate with you. Can open you as quick and rough as I need. My own cock grows harder as your hole flutters around me, trying to keep the fingers inside. Look so fucking good like this, like a real slut. Showing off where I'm going to be sticking my cock, trying to get it deeper. I'm going to add a third finger now. You better not complain. I know you can handle it. You're going to make Alpha so proud, slut. It's why I don't need to add a fourth one. These three fingers should stretch you out enough for my knots. Three fingers is all it takes and you're good to go, right? Moving your hips as a response, the words die on your lips. Unable to get them out, your cock continues to leak onto the bed, making such a mess. You're so wet for me. Love how it feels to have your asshole played with and opened. The three fingers scissoring inside you, making sure you have what it takes to take my knots. As you touch yourself, this is what you were imagining. You didn't picture yourself balls deep in my asshole, fucking me, listening to me beg to be bred. No. You didn't even imagine some big-eyed omega on their knees sucking your cock and begging for you to knot their mouth. No. What you imagined was this. Bending over, sticking your ass out, offering your fuckhole to your real alpha, because you don't have what it takes. You might have the cock and the knot, but that doesn't make you an alpha. That just shows you go into ruts. What makes you an alpha is in your head, your mentality. And you don't have that. You're just a knot slut, aren't you? With that, you feel my fingers pulling out of your tight hole, whining at the loss, only proving my point. You feel me climb behind you. My weight is warm and steady as I lift up my skirt. You might be naked, but I don't need to be undressed to take care of you. You'll take my knot just like this, with my clothes still on and you as naked as a slut should be. Don't even have the forethought to be self-conscious about it, because you feel the tip of my cock just outside your entrance. So close to getting what you want, to getting that relief. You feel your own knot throb at the thoughts. Bet I could make you pop that knot without you ever entering me. An alpha wouldn't be able to do that, but a bitch. Well, a bitch most definitely could. Should I try it? Oh, my hips enter you instantly. Oh, starting to move without giving you a second to adjust. Don't need to worry about that when you're in a rut like this. Going to fuck you until I knot you. Breeding this fuckhole of yours. Oh, that's right. I'm going to fill you until you're bursting with cum. It's the only thing that's going to take the edge off your rut, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Other alphas like to knot omegas. Like to find relief in their own hands. really anything to get their cum out as fast as possible. But not you. You're too much of an anal addict. Love how it feels to have a cock fucking in and out of you, stretching out your tight hole. Like this. You can bury your face into the sheets. Hide how good you're actually feeling. I doubt the neighbors don't know you're in rut by now. If it wasn't obvious from the pathetic little grunts and pants I heard when coming into the room, well, the smell of the two of us is going to give it away. You're filling up this entire room with your arousal, Alpha. It only gets me harder. Not letting out a subtle pulse of pleasure. Oh, that's it. Be a good slut and take every inch of me. You're going to come just like this, aren't you? I don't even need to touch you for you to come, huh? I really think you might be an Omega. You know, considering what a not-slut you are. The only Alpha I know who's able to come on a knot. You must have drained your body to do that. Either that or... it's just more proof you presented wrong. That you were supposed to be born an Omega. An eager little slut with a wet hole that's perfect for fucking and nodding. It's almost a waste to not fuck you. You're going to feel so much better once you're bred up. You're going to feel my knot lock inside your ass. Going to pump you full of cum. And you're going to finally get that relief you need. Your own knot's going to pop, and you're going to paint yourself with your own cum. It's going to be the relief you need, so keep going. Keep taking my cock, just like this. Oh, nice and deep. How you need it, right? You feel me leaning over your back. My covered breasts against your bare skin as my mouth's by your neck. Kisses and bites being peppered over the sensitive area. Just listen to that moan as I sink my teeth in. Oh, you want to be claimed so badly, don't you? You want to bare your neck to me like a pretty little Omega. Feel my teeth pierce the skin. You want to show off your mark to anyone who will see. Show that you're an owned and made an Alpha. That you happily gave up your status as someone independent in this world to become someone else's mate. Most people would say it's crazy, but they don't know you. They don't know what a bitch you are. You're happiest like this. Ass split open on my cock as one of my hands reaches around, starts stroking you. Not in time with the thrust, no. Something slow, deliberate, almost torturous. You clench your eyes and whine, trying to rock into the sensation to get more friction, but it's just not working. It's all right, not sluts. Alpha's making this easier, making it even better for you. You should say thank you for caring so much about your pleasure. After all, I could go back to ignoring your cock. Is that what you want more? I didn't think so. It feels so good to have my soft hands wrapped around the sensitive parts. Feeling my fingers stroke that small length of cock as I thrust into you. Feeling you in my hand, using my own cock to fuck you. It shows you what a real cock can feel like. It's really adorable that you thought you could ever pass off something like this as an alpha's cock, as an alpha's knot. No, you know your place. It's bent over, taking it from someone who actually knows how to use it. Your cock never did you much good to begin with. No wonder you prefer when I fuck your ass. It must feel so much better. You can actually last longer and make your partner happy. Always thinking with your cock and not. The second you discovered how good it felt to have a knot inside you, it switched to thinking with your hole. A desperate alpha with an omega's interest. You're fucking perfect, slut. All mine to fucking use as I please, right? Can feel how you're not throbbed at that. It always feels so good to let alpha use your body how she sees fit. It's not like you were able to get yourself close like this anyways. You weren't even close when I came in and saw you masturbating. No, you were all sad and pathetic, rubbing your cock like a clit, imagining that it was a heat you were experiencing and not a rut. Oh, fuck. Without you were touching yourself. It was almost like you were trying to bitch yourself, to deny yourself the ultimate pleasure and drag this out as long as possible. Oh, so far gone. All you can do is weakly rock your hips as you try to take it deeper, try to help Alpha out. It's just so much work for an anal addict like yourself. Don't worry. I'm going to fill your ass. Going to breed you full of alpha cum, just how you need it. Luckily, you're not an omega, so I don't have to worry about knocking you up. Only thing we have to worry about is bitching, right? That wouldn't be such a bad thing for a not-slut like you. I mean, it's not like you have what it takes to be an alpha. No self-respecting alpha would have their knot getting thicker the more another alpha's knot is fucked inside them. Every thrust, stretching your hole out just a little bit more. Oh, fuck. It's getting harder to ignore your own pleasure. Your cock, your asshole. It's all demanding your attention. You're going to come on my knot like a good bitch, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Going to show me what a good knot that you are. That you need to be fucked in the ass to come. There's no pleasure if you aren't full. So much of an anal addict. You don't care who's fucking you. As long as you get a knot. Lucky for you. I can't hold back. You feel too fucking good. Oh, yes. Not getting thicker. I know you feel it too. Why don't you show me what a good slut you can be? Come on, Alpha's a knot, bitch. If you need some relief, now's your chance. Not going to say it again. Let go, slut. Oh, fuck. Come. Give me. You feel so much better with something plugging up your ass, don't you? You actually got to come in everything. All that fucking your hand was for nothing, because what you needed was a thick, hot knot breeding your ass, huh? It's okay. You're just a little knot slut. Especially during rut, you can't help yourself. Your body needs what it needs. It's okay. I've got you. I'm right here. Once my knot goes down, depending on what you need, we can go for another round, or I can plug you up with a real plug and we can cuddle. You don't have to make a decision right now. You can just enjoy the moment. It's a rare second of peace during your rut. Bask in it while you can. Every few seconds, my knot pumps another load of warm cum inside you, painting your inner walls, calming that rage you feel inside. Despite just having your orgasm, your cock is already starting to perk up again. Poor little slut. Can't even stay soft for a minute or two. You're further into your rut than I thought, aren't ya? I think you're going to be spending most of tomorrow riding me, taking knot after knot. Who even needs an Omega in heat when I've got you? You're so much better than that. I love you so much. Pressing kisses along your back. You relax into the mattress underneath. Feeling my weight settle against your back, he let out a happy noise. The steady pressure as I practically crush you underneath me. You always did love how it felt when I laid on top of you like this. Smelling my scent, letting the pheromones of being with the one you love most calm you down. You feel your instincts starting to come down. You got what you needed. It's all right. I'm right here. I'm not leaving your side during ruts. I'm your wife. I'm going to take care of you and give you as many knots as you need. You're the love of my life. All you have to do is ask for something and I'll happily give it to you. I just wish you had texted me while I was at work that you were experiencing this so I could have helped you out sooner. But I also know how stubborn you can be. You thought you were going to be able to ride out your rut before I even got home, didn't you? Yeah. That never works. I know that better than anyone, considering the amount of times that you have tried to help me through my rut by riding me until you can't physically move anymore. That usually ends with me wanting another round, and then your asshole's all sore and puffy, and we have to take tons of breaks. I don't want to hurt you during your rut. I want to make you feel good. So you like what Omega's like. Who cares? We've found a fun middle ground to play into your kink, but I also get to acknowledge you're my spouse afterwards. If I wanted an Omega or even a bitched alpha, I would have one. But I don't. I want you. Just as you are. The way you sing things when you're happy, or how you'll steal my blankets specifically when you're cold because they smell like me. I love the noises you make when you're trying something new for the first time and you just fell in love with the bite you took, or the way you let out little snores when you just insist you aren't falling asleep despite your completely shut eyes. I love you. Like this. Just as you are. There's nothing you need to change or feel bad about. You're special. You're my spouse. My alpha. And more importantly, I'm yours. We don't need anyone else but each other. You're my heart, and there's nothing that could change that. Just like the earth keeps spinning, I'm always going to love you.